We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, let's make it great. It is 6:08. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Big snow, Buffalo. Big holiday coming our way. Lots of travel for some. If you're hosting, little bit of stress in there, maybe. Just a wee bit.
It's going to be a house full, Bob.
Yeah. Well, think of all the good things, because bad things happen, all year long, but this time of year, I don't know, sometimes some people snap. The holidays has that effect sometimes. 22-year-old, suspect opening fire, Club Q, Saturday night, Colorado Springs, charged with felony menacing back in the summer of 2021. You know, so, yes, there were red flags. Yes, there were warning signs. Yes, there was something wrong with this guy. He threatened to cause harm to his own mother.
Wow.
With a homemade bomb, multiple weapons, ammunition. Police learned that the suspect was in a home near his mother's residence, went to speak with him. Initially refused to interact with the police, eventually coming out to surrender, charged with 2 counts of felony menacing, 3 counts of first-degree kidnapping. Wow. However, no explosives were found during the search of his home. But come on, man, summer of 2021, and already, I mean, was there no penalty? He was out to shoot up a club. And I guess it was 2 patrons of the club that eventually stopped the shooting. And, of course, I mean, the gun barrel was still warm when, you know, Joe Biden runs, to a microphone. Got to have an assault weapons ban.
Of course.
Now, is there going to be a ban on big knives because of what happened to those Utah college kids?
No, because that's not part of the agenda.
Right, they didn't run out and go, knives are bad, because, and here's why. It's not whether knives are good or bad. It's not whether guns are good or bad. That's the whole idea. See, they want to, as you know, villainize the gun, the weapon, the tool, whatever you want to refer to it as. They want to villainize that, but not all things. Clubs, baseball bats, hands, feet, knives, blunt instruments used to murder people, unfortunately, on a regular basis, all around the world. It's awful.
And more than any rifle or AR-15.
Oh, yeah, hands and feet, yeah, and stuff kill more people than an AR-style rifle. It is just disarm the populace, because we are promoting and pushing an agenda that is so harsh that eventually the people are going to try to do something about it, and we don't want them to have much of an ability. If we can limit their ability, that's what we're going to do. That's government getting so big. They fear an armed populace because their government is, well, they've gotten out of control. And they know it. They're not going to stop. You know, you go look at the open border there. Huh? What open border?
Huh? Yeah, right.
I mean, now they're talking about, and look at the rhinos we have. Let's start amnesty talks with DACA illegal aliens.
That didn't take long.
I thought it was just Lindsey Graham just came out recently and said there's not going to be word one of amnesty talk or anything else until the border is secured. Well, apparently not everybody was listening.
Wow. That was just last week, end of the week.
Handful of Senate Republicans reportedly started talks with illegal aliens enrolled in and eligible for the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals DACA program. House and Senate Democrats, along with corporate special interest allies, hope to pass an amnesty in the lame duck Congress. Wow. This week, DACA illegal aliens and open borders activists defended on D.C. their efforts to lobby 10 Senate Republicans to join Democrats before the GOP takes control of the House. That would secure them green cards and eventually naturalized American citizenship. According to Politico, here's your list. Senators John Cornyn, Mike Lee. Oh, wow, I find that hard to believe. He's pretty staunch, I thought, conservative. Mike Rounds of South Dakota, Pat Toomey, Pennsylvania, are amongst those who held meetings with DACA illegal aliens to discuss potential amnesty plans. Look, something has to be done. I get it. And I want the best outcome for America overall. Is really, that should be your number one priority. Number two, do you need to be inhumane or nasty toward these folks? No. Remember, DACA, most of them came here not under their own free will, but under the will of their parents. So you're going to punish them for a lifetime for the sins of the parents? But then again, the other side of it is, do you also want to reward them for the sins of the parents? That's where you've got to try to work some out. But none of that should matter until they actually agree on securing the border. But how could you ever work out anything in good faith with the Democrats who are in denial or bold-faced lie to your face?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, just lie right to your face about the border being open. How could you ever do anything in good faith? How could you be trusted to negotiate anything with them? I would say every Republican should say, absolutely not. That's absurd for us to want to deal with a border issue with you folks when you claim there wasn't even an issue.
Yeah.
No way, no how. We're not doing anything. And then when the Republicans take power in the House, then they can move forward to secure the border. And then from there, maybe, work backwards. But the first thing you have to do is secure the border. I mean, this isn't political even. It's using your logical brain. So we got that to think about. Texas governor, he's rubbing the rhubarb of Kamala. Yep, Greg Abbott, he sent more migrants to the border czar.
Well, that would be Kamala appropriate. Harris. I mean, if she's not going to go visit them, then maybe they should go visit her.
I like that.
I think
you're not going to visit them for the holidays,
yes,
they should go. I wonder if she's going to have like turkey for everybody and dressing.
Not today.
Wow, that's not very thankful.
Yeah, I'm not sure she's much of a cook. I don't know that she has a lot of experience.
Well, down the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, but who are we to judge?
We can judge if we want to.
Okay, all right.
We can judge if we want to. House and Senate Democrats are pleading with President Joe Biden to open American taxpayer-subsidized Obamacare rolls to hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens, the same ones that are enrolled in this DACA. So, yeah, they want to, Give them health care benefits, give them citizenship, you know, give it all away. Again, 1986, this was all dealt with. We would never have to deal with immigration again. It wouldn't be a divisive issue. It wouldn't be a human rights issue, okay, because it would be effectively dealt with. That's what we were promised in 86. Do you think the people in Congress and in the White House are more trustworthy now or less?
Well, Bob, you know they're just doing it out of the kindness of their generous hearts. There's no ill intent or future manipulation or anything like that, right?
Right.
Right.
Ignorance is so blissful. It's like nitrous oxide to your brain, which apparently they have an issue with in the UK.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. They're putting out, like, it's legal, and they put out big, they used to have little canisters, you know? Now they put, like, huge, like a big thing of spray paint.
Oh, my goodness.
It's nitrous oxide, and it's having, well, negative health effects like anything else. You do too much of it, it's not good for you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.